Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How's everyone feeling today? Audrey, three seconds ago, you said, I'm going to go get some coffee.
So. I'm a little tired. You know what? We've been giggling about over the past couple of weeks how our routine is totally swaying from the usual. Last night, I stayed up till midnight like a wild woman. So, yeah.
Why?
What are you doing?
I was just scrolling through the gram. I couldn't stop. Oh, I just kept going. I went down the wormhole, man. So I'm tired.
Oh boy!
I thought you were doing
something like productive, like playing Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Horizons.
No, my house is being built, so I'm just kind of taking it easy. It's gonna be built today, though.
It's funny that you
mention Animal Crossing because we have a story about that a little bit later. They've banned Animal Crossing in a number of places in China because people have been using it to organize protests.
It's activism now. Yes, it's gone to Animal Crossing.
You're kidding me?
No, I'm not. I wish I was. So.
The sweetest, kindest video game ever. That's hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
So, got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first, there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show off with some bad news?
Two men brawl after a threesome where one could not perform. A 47-year-old guy by the name of Michael Charles in Duncan, South Carolina, lives with a 47-year-old woman whose name is Michelle. They described their relationship as roommates with benefits. Last week, they invited a 40-year-old guy by the name of Brian over to hang out and, quote, fulfill
a young book.
That's right. Two 47-year-olds and a 40-year-old. And they brought the 40-year-old in to fulfill a fantasy by having a group session, if you will. But according to the report, Brian had, quote, an inability to perform. He and Michael got into an argument and then ended up getting into a brawl. It spilled out into the backyard. Please tell me they were naked. Michael hit Brian in the back of the head with a stone. Brian needed 12 stitches, even though Brian took a stone to the head. Cops determined he started the fight, so he was the one that got hit with several charges, including assault and battery and trespassing.
Do you think they were listening to Audio Slave while this was all going down?
Like a stone, do you mean? Some good news today as well.
I don't remember all the lyrics. It's been a hot minute.
Clearly, but it was really good. I always like it.
I feel like
beautiful.
So wait, the guy.
Chris Cornell's back.
So do we? Was it the guy who couldn't perform as the one who started the fight, or the guy who could? I got confused.
The guy who couldn't perform is the one who started the fight. The 40-year-old, the young buck, if you will.
Nay.
Yeah. So some good news today as well to get things going. There is a new app out there that will help you meditate on the toilet. And I know that all of us have been thinking, how can I better meditate on the toilet?
Some people have some trouble. So, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah. Yep. There's an app that wants to help you make the most of your alone time on the toilet. It's called Clementine.
And
that's a strange name.
Clementine. This makes me hungry.
What do you? It does.
Yeah. Clementines are good.
All right.
Those are the little oranges.
Little cuties.
Yeah. Oh, those are the little Clementine oranges. Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right.
It's filled with meditation sessions that last 5 minutes and 18 seconds, or just about enough time for you to do your business. The app uses a form of hypnosis to quickly engage your brain. I don't know if I want to be hypnotized while I'm on the toilet by myself.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's how you become instead of the Manchurian candidate, you're the Asturian candidate. Next thing you know, somebody says walrus, and you're trying to,
barking like a dog in the backyard naked with a guy named Brian. It only costs 50 cents a month as a subscription fee.
Too much money. 50 cents a month.
How many people do you have to get to sign up for this to make it profitable? Like, you're 50 cents a month. What are you talking about?
It's too much.
You get the entire world to subscribe, and you're making like $31,000 a month. Good for you, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So South Korea is going to ship 600,000 coronavirus testing kits to the United States. And South Korea, man, if you look at those graphs, you know, everyone's looking at the curve and the flattening of the curve and everything else. If you look at South Korea, man, they stamp that thing out. I mean, it's really just unbelievable how well South Korea dealt with this thing. But now they're saying, look, we have all these extra kits because we just don't need them. 600,000 kits are coming the way of the U.S. thanks to South Korea. So thanks, South Korea.
Yeah, South Korea is they are very proactive when it comes to making sure that this does not continue to spread inside of their country. But one of the things that they are doing is that if you're one of these jerks, like we were talking about that guy a couple weeks ago, if you remember the guy in Kentucky, one of the very first cases in Kentucky, he refused to stay home even though he knew he was sick. So they had to post police guards outside of his house to make sure that he wouldn't leave. But what they do in South Korea, they will straight up throw an ankle monitor on your ass.
Yes, they are tracking you. They track you, literally.
Nope. Yeah, there's electric bans for Koreans who break the quarantine. So it's controversial. A lot of people are saying, and I get why. I mean, there's, you know, the government tracking you. Here's the thing, is that
through their phones as well.
We see this all the time, right? Is that any time that there's some sort of crisis, whether it's, you know, terrorist attack or something like this, you know, this is the first time we've lived through something like this, but there's always a power grab and you never really get that power back, you know? And so it's a question of whether or not, you know, South Korea is doing it right or if they're going too far. But the senior health ministry official on Saturday acknowledged the privacy and civil liberty concerns surrounding these bans, but they're doing everything that they can in order to stamp this thing out. So there's 14-day quarantines for passengers arriving from certain areas that have obviously had outbreaks. And an official for the ministry admitted that the legal grounds for forcing people to wear wristbands were insufficient and that police and local officials will offer consent forms for the devices while investigating those who are caught breaking the quarantine. So, I mean, I get that, you know, you're doing everything you can to stamp out the, to stamp out this pandemic that's going on, but you know, the whole idea of like forcing people to wear anklets and wristbands and stuff,
I don't know, man. I mean, like,
I was gonna say, what would you guys think if this was something that was mandated upon you, like we're currently right now, because people are not listening?
I'm staying inside.
That's
the thing. I'm staying inside. We're all doing what our part is, but the thing that, like, I'm actually somewhat thankful for is that, you know, yes, there are a lot of people who are dying from this, and there's a lot of people who are infected. But the thing that I am grateful for, that this is not actually more deadly than it is, even though it's, you know, still five times more deadly than the average flu, I'm glad that we're not looking at a mortality rate of like 20 or 25% when it comes down to it, because we can't be trusted. And that's the thing. Like, people would just be like, nah, man, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
People coughing in the faces of other people, dropping their masks,
licking
and gloves.
Yeah, licking handles out in public. Like, we have proven that we are idiots. Like, the general population, as stupid as I thought that the stupidest person was, somehow that bar keeps going even lower. Like we're on a ladder of stupid, and somehow there are more rungs going down than I ever thought existed.
Yeah, no, let me be clear about this. I am perfectly fine with this happening to other people. I just don't want it happening to me,
but you would be respectful. That's the difference. But that's the difference, Dave. You're not, you're respecting the thing. It's these people who, like these idiots, that idiot in Kentucky who just didn't know what the hell he's doing, and plenty of these other dummies out there who are trying to be Instagram famous who just aren't listening. You know, those are the people that, yeah, man, like, slap a bracelet on them. Let's track their asses because they cannot be trusted.
So we're hearing a lot of good news from around the country and really around the world about, you know, the curves flattening and, you know, there's still a lot of, very sadly, there's a lot of death and everything else, but there's a lot fewer infections and a lot fewer hospitalizations and ICUs. The numbers are going down. So there's a lot of good news. And people, I think, are starting to react to that. How about this? Cruise ship bookings are up by 40%. So even though, cruises, which are like the one thing where, like, I mean, was it like 2 weeks ago, people were still like stuck on cruise ships that
stranded,
were full of sick people and all kinds of crazy stuff. But yeah, I guess people are like, yeah, whatever. So cruisecompete.com is a website that compares prices of cruise tickets, reported a 40% increase in bookings for 2021 compared with 2019. So this isn't like over the last, you know, month and a half or anything. I mean, this is recently,
projected for the year.
Yeah, and I mean 2021 over 2019 before any of this pandemic stuff started. So there is a there's a large Swiss bank that issued a report on March 31st, also analyzing the cruise industry. It found that booking volume for 2021 was also up 9% in the last month compared to the same period last year. So maybe people are just saying, hey, I'm going to take advantage because the cruises are cheaper now than they have been in the past. But, man, up by 40% on one site, 9% on another just from last month. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. So I guess people are feeling confident that by the time 2021 rolls around, this thing is going to be in the rearview mirror. And somehow, I don't know how, they have money to go on vacation. So there you go.
Well, I mean, you don't have to pay for a cruise all up front either, and the cancellation, you can do it pretty far out. I'm not surprised. I feel like most people feel like this is going to be done by 2021. That's a, I mean, if you think about it, guys, that is a long time away. We are almost, you know, it's 8 months. That's three quarters of a year away from where we sit today. So I'm not surprised that people are thinking about booking cruises. Would I book another Princess cruise or would I book a Carnival cruise?
Or
what was the other one? Norwegian? Maybe. You know, I don't think Norwegian has had as many problems.
Royal Caribbean had some issues too.
Yeah. For Disney, for me, you know, again, like when you think about the ships that and the companies that continue to do well and you don't hear about, I don't know, maybe just Disney has the greatest PR in the world, but again, you don't hear about the poop cruises and you don't hear about these crazy outbreaks on Disney ships. So for me, you know, I'm not like, my wife and I, we just canceled a Disney, or actually got canceled for us over the summer that we were going to go up to Alaska for, but we're thinking about a Christmas time cruise. You know, I mean, we're thinking about it. We haven't booked it yet, but the prices aren't really any cheaper on Disney. The other cruise lines have dropped significantly.
Yeah, there's boats full of coronavirus, and then you don't even get a discount now on Disney cruises.
Like, well,
they're like, hey man, you didn't hear nothing about Disney now, did you?
True.
I sure didn't. And I just Disney Cruise Line and went to news, didn't nothing popped up. I'm like, all right. Maybe they have the best PR in the world. But, you know, in my experience, you know, it's very clean. They're always cleaning. And I wash my hands more often on a Disney cruise than I do any other time during my life. So
I think a lot of people are really hopeful in that mentality too, Mahoney. I don't know if you're feeling like that, but like currently right now, Dave, you even said it, a lot of positivity happening right now, even though we're stuck indoors. I think people are starting to see themselves on the other side now, like starting to actually do things and like go places. So that's why they're starting to book, because they can see themselves past the four walls they've been stuck in for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's just blind optimism or the booze that's speaking, but
I buy a lot of stuff when I'm boozed up online.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys ever feel real comforting when you go through the day with not drinking enough water? So you start pounding water right before you start drinking. So you know your liver and kidney is all cleansed out, and then after a handful of beers, you look like you're in your second trimester.
Message deleted.
He cracks himself up. No, I've not done that, but I've definitely done it the day after. You know what I mean? Like the day after drinking, thinking that I'm going to like cleanse everything by just drinking water, and that's not going to help at all.
Yeah.
You're like, I just drank 10 beers and, you know, three shots of Jameson. This one glass of water is going to really fix me up.
Solve everything.
One half a glass. Does water taste bad?
I like that. What did you say? Water tastes bad?
Oh, no. Water tastes bad. Oh. Water needs things in it.
One of those. I've met people like Audrey who don't like water.
What do you mean?
Not like water. That's life.
It's got to be like a certain temperature to taste good. Like it's got to be like ice cold.
What are you drinking out of the hose? Like what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like
water doesn't taste like anything.
There's no taste to it.
Yeah, I take the water hose and I squeeze a little bit of lemon on it as it's starting to spew out. Yeah. But no, water does not taste great by itself.
Water is the white rice of liquids. Like, it doesn't taste like anything. It's supposed to go down pretty easy, Audrey. I don't really think you need to add anything to it.
I like mine with a little bit of TV static. Really enjoy the soda water.
I like my water to hurt.
I do. Hey, most
Audrey,
things.
Oh, would you ever pay to take Dave and Mahoney out, or you're not at that point yet? Let's say a nice steak dinner. Not hugely expensive.
Message deleted.
Yeah, if you guys really keep listening and help those ratings, I'll take you out for a bonus check dinner. Otherwise, nah, we're going to Wendy's.
What the hell, man?
Why you gotta hate on Wendy's? Why you gotta throw shade at Wendy's?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's all I'd be able to afford.
They got delicious spicy chicken nuggets. They did us a favor.
Yeah, we could go to like somewhere normal, but like if we want to go to Scotch 80, we're gonna have to hold up. We're gonna have to do some savings. We're gonna have to hold off on that. But yeah. I would take
Come
you guys
on, man!
To
you're getting that government check. Why don't you take us out to a nice steak dinner, man?
Oh wait, let's ball out on our stimulus check after I pay my rent, and then what's left?
Well, if you're getting a tax return too, you know, you could combine taxes and balling with stimulus check balling, and then.
We're getting a steak dinner, and we're buying one of Joe Exotic's tigers, man. We're gonna have ourselves a party. Look out!
I forgot about that. Message after the tone.
I'm calling because I need you all to explain to my wife that it's okay for me to kick my kid's ass in Mario Kart.
Message deleted.
That is a sacred passage. That's how you become a man in many countries, is you get your ass kicked by your dad in Mario Kart, and then you learn to pass that ass kicking on to somebody else, like I do to Mahoney every single time that we play.
You certainly do not, Dave. You certainly do not. That has
Mahoney, take your daddy issues out of Mahoney. Happen.
Mahoney might be the worst Mario Kart player that I've ever met.
Dave acts like he plays video games. We all know you don't.
There's a couple of video games that I have mastered. I don't play current video games, you're right, because I don't have time with the kids. But Street Fighter 2 or Mario Kart, I will dust you any day of the week, son.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, it's Mahoney, and I have a favor to ask of you right now. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Store or the radio.com app, whatever platform it may be, please go rate us and leave a review. It will help us immensely right now while we're all on home quarantine. We really appreciate it, and thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Mahoney and Audrey are hopelessly addicted to Animal Crossing, as are many other people right now. But how about this? Mm-hmm. The Chinese government is shutting it down in a number of places because they're saying that it is being used to orchestrate protests over in China. So obviously the government very closely monitors every single piece of communication in China, make sure that nobody's going to be organizing anything against our supreme leader. And
That's not funny. That's awful. But
It really is awful. The Chinese government has maintained strict regulation on the games industry for decades because people are able to communicate through the games and thus put together protests. And so now the Animal Crossing is the one that is in the crosshairs as a result of it. It is effectively banned in China after some activist groups use the game to stage the political protests.
You know what? This really goes to show that even after a pandemic, they still wanted to do. And they still want everything that was happening before this pandemic broke that made them all have to stay inside. You know what I mean? Like when they were all taking the streets and getting murdered in the streets for wanting democracy.
Everyone just conveniently forgets about that. There was huge protests going on over in Hong Kong before this pandemic started. And now all of a sudden that's just a distant afterthought, isn't it? We'll see whether or not that holds. So the NFL Network and ESPN are going to combine for an NFL draft telecast because, you know, there's no other sports on TV. And, we saw that story floating around earlier this week about a lot of the commentators at ESPN having to take a pay reduction because, you know, there's nothing to commentate on. And the viewing of ESPN has fell off of a cliff, as you'd expect. But the draft, which was, again, originally scheduled for the end of this month, really just in a few days from now, they're going to be doing a virtual draft. So draft host and a limited number of commentators will be in studio but adhere to the social distancing guidelines. And they're going to be running, basically turning this into as big of a production as they possibly can because they have nothing else to do. So if you're a fan of the NFL and, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, this season is still going to happen this year, the draft is obviously a big event and has gotten bigger over the years. They're going to make a big production out of it this year, so there will at least be something sports related to watch on TV.
Yeah, we'll draft you for when a season we don't know with or in it's ever going to happen.
What a weird time, right? I mean, like if you're an athlete, you've been thinking your whole life, especially if you're one of the guys like Joe Burrow who's going to go first in the draft. I feel like the draft for college football players is kind of like weddings for young girls. Like you sort of imagine it your entire life.
Your entire life. Yeah, you practice your autograph.
You can envision like putting the cap on and walking up on stage and having to do that awkward hug with Roger Goodell. It's like that moment, right, that you've been working towards for a long time. And in this case, none of that stuff is going to happen. So, yeah, but I mean, at least hopefully this football season will happen. Fingers crossed.
Do you think that, I mean, because so one of the things, too, I'm curious about, because that story about ESPN commentators, you know, they said the top 100 paid on-air people there are asking to take a 20% pay cut in reduction of their salary, but they have contracts. How many, I would love to know who did and who didn't, right? Because they're calling this a voluntary.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're under contract, you can't just go, oh, well, something's going on. I mean, I'm sure that in future contracts there's going to be a pandemic clause, but as of right now, there's not. So, yeah, the voluntary. Yeah, I would like to see who just said no. Like, do you respect those people more or less during this time? I don't know.
True.
Yeah, Disney's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but Disney is also losing a lot of money right now.
Yeah, but
so.
They're also going
they
to
can
make
afford it
back.
I feel like.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Trolls just, or no, it's not trolls. Dang, nope, they're broke.
Nope, yeah. Onward.
Yeah. Onward, yeah.
So the NFL, their rules on marijuana are going to be a whole lot less strict on March 15th. The NFL ratified an agreement with the Players Union that included a number of changes, one of the biggest adjustments, loosening NFL marijuana rules. Look, it's 2020. There's a lot of states around the country where it's totally legal for recreational use. Marijuana is definitely not a performance enhancing substance. There's a lot of NFL players who do get fairly seriously injured on a regular basis, and if the choice is using things like CBD and marijuana to manage pain as opposed to a bunch of opioids, then yeah, man, use marijuana instead.
A lot less addictive.
Yeah, and the idea that they would suspend players for the same amount of time as the guys who got caught, you know, in some sort of like domestic violence situation was absurd. You know, if you popped hot for marijuana, then you get suspended for 6 games, and that's the same thing that some moron that ended up getting caught punching their significant other gets. It just didn't make any sense.
Nope.
So yeah, relax the rules on marijuana. I think it's about time.
Yeah, this is the only thing that makes sense. I mean, and obviously, you know, it's not a performance-enhancing drug, like you said. If they were doing a whole bunch of cocaine and then, you know, rushing for 4,000 yards in a single game, that, you know, 4, that would be...
4,000 yards in a single game.
I mean, there's been a lot of blow. That's a lot of blow.
A lot of cocaine, man.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's like what Bo Jackson was on back in the day on Tecmo Bowl. He was just on a whole bunch of cocaine. That's why he's impossible to take down. Makes sense now. Makes sense.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a Florida man is accused of beating his cellmate after he got asked for a courtesy flush to help with the smell. I mean, you think it's bad when you go into the work bathroom and there's somebody just blowing it up. Imagine if you were in a cell with somebody, and I mean, the lack of privacy is one thing, but yeah, the smell would be another. An argument over passing gas and a request for a courtesy flush after using a jail toilet led to a Florida man beating his cellmate, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Deputies say that Guilford Joseph Absher, 53, was sharing a cell with a 65-year-old man on April 6th when the man got upset with him passing gas in the cell. A few minutes later, around 7:30 a.m., you know, time for the morning movement, if you will, Absher used their shared toilet, and afterwards the victim asked him to provide a courtesy flush to help with the overwhelming odor, according to the report. At that point, deputies said that Absher started kicking the victim, who was on the bottom bunk.
Maybe he just misunderstood him. Courtesy flush, courtesy punch. Maybe something got lost in translation.
Perhaps, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't feel like it's too much. I mean, I don't feel like it's too much to ask for a courtesy flush. I feel like it's the tone, what you do, which determines whether or not it's a beating, it's a shanking, or it's a actual flushing.
In this case, Absher grabbed the man by the throat and threw him across the cell before deputies came in and detained him. The guy suffered 3 broken ribs and a broken nose. Oof.
Yikes.
Well, at least he won't smell anything anymore.
Fair.
A California man was arrested on Sunday after he allegedly stole a COVID-19 specimen that was being tested for coronavirus from a hospital. Why on earth would you do this, you moron?
What are you doing?
Yeah, so the 40-year-old, whose name is Sean Lamar Moore, was taken into custody after he was riding a bicycle. Look, if your getaway vehicle is a bicycle, you definitely don't need to be stealing COVID-19. Police aren't exactly sure why he stole it, but yeah, it's disturbing to say the least. Any situation where this is being taken out of controlled environments is clearly not acceptable, and certainly by this guy who, again, was trying to pedal away from the police as he stole his specimen.
Do we know what kind of bike it was? Was it like a beach cruiser? Was it a tricycle? Was it one of those old-timey, big, giant wheel?
Why do I imagine the tiny ones
in the back?
Why do
he's
I imagine...
got a big villain mustache going?
No, I think that's far too clever. I would see him more like putting it in his backpack and then taking off on a BMX bike. You know, like those dudes
Huffy?
Who are way too old to be riding a BMX bike, but they're still riding a BMX bike?
Yeah.
That's what I envision here.
If you're thinking back to what was it, season 2 or season 3 of The Real World with Puck in San Francisco, like that's who I'm imagining this guy looks like.
Puck, man, whatever happened to Puck?
Don't ask.
Oh man.
He's still alive?
He's still around.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
I feel like I would have lost that bet.
Last I checked.
So a would-be burglar's
like 60, how old is he now? Puck Real World. How old do you think he is? Take a guess.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You see, that's how old it is. He was like one of the first guys on Real World, and he was a disaster. He's got to be 57.
Well, he looks 57. He is only 51, soon to be
51.
52 years old. Mm. His real name, David Rainey.
Oh,
David Rainey.
Yeah, yeah, but he was the first troublemaker, if you will, on The Real World.
Ooh.
He was the outlandish guy,
the bad boy,
had spiked hair and rode a BMX bike. So edgy. Out. Look out! A would-be burglar screams could be heard as they were screaming for help from a rooftop as they struggled to escape from a pipe that he had wedged himself in while trying to break into a business in Houston. Yes. This guy got himself stuck in a pipe while trying to break into the business.
He said, because somebody's chasing me from inside.
He said somebody was chasing him from inside.
Yeah.
He didn't look like he was stuck from the inside. He looked like he was stuck from the top down, right?
Yes, sir.
He said that somebody was trying to chase him on the inside of the business, and so he was trying to escape out of the pipe, and they're like... Took about 45 minutes for the fire crews to pry this guy out of the pipe. Turned out he immediately got handed over to local police because they weren't buying his story. He was, in fact, attempting to break into the building. He got put on a stretcher, taken to a local hospital in stable condition, and as soon as he healed up, directly to jail for that guy. So,
KXTE-FM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, I don't know if this is going to help much, but NASCAR's Kyle Larson has apologized for using a racial slur during a live stream. He dropped the N-word, so they have suspended him indefinitely without any sort of pay. He was doing one of those virtual races, and I've got the audio here. Obviously, it is edited appropriately, but I don't think that he knew that he was talking to everyone.
He said,
"You can't hear me," and then he dropped the N-word after that, and one of his fellow racers goes, "Hey, man. You're talking to everyone. We can hear you."
You can hear me.
Yikes.
Hey,
the funny.
Wow. Hey.
Kyle, you're talking to everyone, but.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yikes.
Yeah. So
why
has come out and said that he is very sorry. He said,
"Oh,
I wasn't."
Whatever.
He said, "I made a mistake, and that word should never be said, ever, ever, ever. There's no excuse for that. I wasn't raised that way. It's just an awful thing to say."
Well, okay, no kidding, duh, but why did you say it so easily?
Why is that your go-to when nobody can hear you? Like, I mean, like you're being, ridiculous. Like, I mean, I get it, man. Like,
crap apology.
If you're frustrated, because obviously, a lot of us are frustrated with how, having to work remotely and those sorts of things,
the
technical issues.
Use the good old-fashioned F-word, man.
Yes.
Come on.
Something. There are many more fun and colorful words that will not destroy your career and make you be looked upon as a dumb, ignorant racist. So I'm glad that his sponsors pulled out. But, I have a feeling that he will be back. You know.
So the speaking That's of being NASCAR. Back, how about this? The WWE is resuming live TV tapings after being deemed an essential business by Florida. Okay.
What is essential? I love WWE. You know, I love professional wrestling, but what exactly is essential when it comes to professional wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, nothing. I mean, I get that people want to. I get that people want to be entertained, but there's been a lot of blowback from the wrestlers themselves. You know, saying, "Hey, we're not sure that this is a great idea." It seems a little bit early, doesn't it? I mean, it just seems a little early. Like maybe give it a couple of more weeks. We're starting to hear more and more good news from a number of places around the world, and if that continues, then I think it's appropriate. But let's just not. Let's not rush it.
You know, I feel bad for the people out there who are concerned because, you know, if they say no, if they're concerned, the only person who's you know, publicly really come out in a kind of a bigger way and said, no, I'm not going to take part in this is Roman Reigns because he just recovered from leukemia last year. You know, obviously he's had a very storied battle with that. And obviously that's a pre-existing condition that could, you know, if he catches COVID, he could easily die. So,
absolutely.
But he's kind of the face of the organization right now, or at least of the next generation. So he's able to come out, but these other guys and these other women out there who are, if they say no, their career in WWE is done. Vince will squash them, you know, and that's why I don't like this. And I don't like that the governor down in Florida has deemed this a essential business. That's like, this is not an
essential
business.
Remember that governor down there is such an idiot.
He's a dope. He's going to get voted out.
He's a total idiot. Like, especially everything he's done during this pandemic has just
is
been
wrong.
Stupid.
Yeah. He's not a leader.
Slow.
He's not a leader. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, this guy's obviously a bootlicker and will continue to lead that state into places that it shouldn't be. You know, Florida should be one of the greatest places in the country. Just think of the weather down there. But unfortunately, when you have leadership like that, it's never going to be.
So did you guys see that video of the Australian family and their close call with that venomous snake? So it was caught on one of those home security cameras. It looks kind of like maybe a Ring camera or something similar where, you know, they have the camera on the front porch and this mom and her two young daughters look like they're, you know, one of them looks like she's probably 3 and the other one maybe 5 years old. They're young. They all just go walking out the front door of their house and I don't think any of them had shoes on. So they walk out barefoot, and all of a sudden they see an eastern brown snake, which is one of the most venomous species in the world, and it starts slithering towards the young girls, and the mom grabs one of the girls out of the snake's path, but it's unbelievable that the other girl doesn't get bit because she starts freaking out and basically runs directly over top of the snake. The mom sit here and grabs the other one out of the way, and it unbelievably... No one in the family was bit by the snake, but it was an intense scene where this mom is freaking out and just further, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but it just furthers the idea that everything in Australia is trying to kill you. I mean, you walk out your front door and there is just this deadly, venomous snake that is sitting there, and it gets freaked out because it sees the people, and it just starts slithering and biting all over the place, and miraculously, none of the kids got bit.
I love hearing that, and you know is this why Australians usually have such a great disposition? You know, anytime I ever meet an Australian, I'm always like, oh man, what a great interaction that was. It's because it's like they know that like at any moment they can die from something that's not even ready.
Mahoney's over here getting swooned by Australian accents.
Who
doesn't?
Yeah, I mean Chris and Liam Hemsworth and all them. Oh my goodness. Oh mm-hmm. my. How to do? Mm-hmm.
Howdy
Tell me
do.
More.
Howdy do.
Yeah.
All right. So Sunkist Growers continues to donate fresh produce to California communities as the need for care and compassion is on the rise. Sunkist Growers delivering California-grown lemons to hospitals in the Santa Clarita area as of April 7th. Hospital staff on the front lines, we want to show our appreciation by doing what we can. And obviously, lemons, good source of vitamin C. And so they are making donations. And we're hearing more and more of these stories about how, you know, demand is really low for a lot of things, and so there is a surplus a lot of times for some of these farmers. Anyone giving anything to healthcare workers at this point, I applaud.
Absolutely.
You know what I thought this was when I saw the headline? I thought it was Starburst was giving all their lemon
Starburst.
Well, Starburst, I mean, Sunkist, they're very similar, you know. I'm like, they're giving all the lemon. I'm like, oh, they're giving. Oh, nobody wants the lemon. Starburst.
Come on, so give them the pinks at least. They're the front lines.
That would just be the worst. Like, you just gave me all of the yellows. Like, nobody wants the yellows. You son of a. No, they're gross.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare. Person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
These are all real reviews that are left by women named Karen on different review sites. A lot from Yelp, some from Google, but just know that these are all real reviews and the Karens of the world are furious. Let's start here with a Panera Bread in Indianapolis. This has 4 out of 5 stars, so pretty well reviewed. Stacy said 5 out of 5, always a great meeting spot with something for everyone in a friendly environment. Crystal B said 5 out of 5 stars, always get my favorite tomato soup here. I don't stray from that. I've even brought in the larger containers in order to fill it up. That's how good the stuff is. Nice. Karen A, and Karen with a C, mind you, Karen A with a C, said 1 out of 5 stars. Lots of times I don't write reviews of a business because it's the fault of just one person who ticked me off. But this is about the entire organization. They really ticked me off. I'm talking about Panera Bread. Their company policies upset me to no end. To begin, their menu is full of ingredients and fat content. I know this is an old trick that chefs have been using for decades. List a bunch of pretentious ingredients and then make the dish seem more important than it actually is. Fancier, it sounds that way, so they can charge you more for it. No fooling me, Panera Bread. I've tried several times, but I always feel like I don't belong here. Maybe if they fix their menu and their attitudes towards the people who pay their bills, I'll come back. But I'm not betting on it.
Yikes.
What?
Karen, Panera Bread's price is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's not too, but not too bad.
I mean,
anything, any place where you can get bread with a side of bread, I think deserves a 5-star review.
Hey, can I get my soup in a bowl made out of bread, and then can I get some more bread to dip into that bread bowl?
Bread.
Thank you.
No way to go.
Yo, dog, I heard your bread like bread, so I put bread on bread.
This one is a 7-Eleven in Portland, 4 out of 5 stars. Victoria P said 5 out of 5 stars. This particular 7-Eleven is right around, so I pop in quite a bit, and I'll tell you what, it's always clean, which is a big plus, and the staff is super friendly. Kira M said 5 out of 5 stars. I love this 7-Eleven. It's always clean, and the crew is extremely friendly, especially during graveyard when Janet is working. She's amazing, and I love Janet, the time that I get to go through and say hello to her. Wow. Karen L. said 1 out of 5 stars. Negative vibes. Ruthlessly rude. A mean-spirited female who's 50s plus. Wow. Thanks for allowing me to use the loo when I needed to pee. Next time, I'll pee on your floor so you can clean it up. Europeans can pee in the bushes. Here you get arrested, so you disallow me to fill one of my basic bodily needs? Karma will get you. You reap what you sow. I hope I don't have to teach your child.
Oh. Whoa. Was she really just threatening to pee on this Janet lady who's 50 plus?
Also, Europeans cannot just pee in the bushes. What are you talking about, Karen, you idiot?
They are a peeing, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. This is
also, who calls it the loo?
Right?
The loo.
A European.
This is a McDonald's.
She is not, apparently.
This is a McDonald's in San Diego, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Christina R. said 5 out of 5. Best McDonald's ever. Yes, there's a difference between other McDonald's. This one is so pretty inside. Arnell D. said 5 out of 5 stars. This is the Ritz-Carlton of McDonald's locations. This place is fancy. Okay. The furniture and decor are not what you expect at a McDonald's, and the food is delicious, the same as other McDonald's.
Arnell is correct. This McDonald's is beautiful inside. They have like pillars and like Renaissance artwork. It's really nice.
Karen R. said one out of five stars. Let me just say this. I am sorry to say that I will not be a McDonald's customer anymore. I don't like their french fries since they changed their oil. And their chicken nuggets are never good anymore. They changed the quarter pounder with cheese. It's not my go-to burger anymore. Their English muffins are often burned, and they keep raising the prices. I have been a regular customer here for over a month. The only affordable purchases these days is their $1 sodas. And who knows how long that's going to last. Sorry, but you will certainly notice a huge drop in your sales now, as I will not be eating here. Maybe I should start making meals at home. It'd be a lot healthier for sure. Lady, like, you're one person. They're not going to see a huge drop in their sales because you're not eating there.
Also, and there's not like a huge quarterly increase for a month. About being a regular.
You've been eating here for a full month. Amazing.
I feel like I am a bit of a quarter pounder, or actually a double quarter pounder with cheese enthusiast, and I've been eating them, you know, for the better part of probably 30 plus
a
years
month.
Now at this part. And the changes that they made to the quarter pounder are infinitely better. I will say that's actually one of the things that McDonald's has improved greatly upon, Karen.
And the final one here is GC Egg Rolls. It's in New York City, and it's got 4 out of 5 stars. Henry T. said 5 out of 5. Handmade egg rolls from a mom-and-pop shop, definitely recommend. Anna L. said 5 out of 5. Best egg rolls and most delicious sesame and peanut brittle. How about that? I can eat everything on their menu all day.
Oh, so good.
Karen P., not so impressed. She said, oh, really? Everyone's talking about how wonderful this place is. Well, my husband and I got takeout, which we have done many times before. We didn't like the way the food tasted, so we decided to pack it all up and bring it back. Of course, we checked all the food to make sure it was to our standards, but none of it was. I told them that we could not eat it because they gave us a hassle. Because we, quote, tried all of the food. They were extremely rude. They didn't give us our money back or any new food. They said it's because we ate it and they couldn't do anything. Do not go to this place. Customer service is everything, and they just lost us as customers. I hope they go out of business very soon. I will celebrate the day they close and get kicked out into the streets. Jesus, lady.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So here in Las Vegas, we are seeing obviously a number of adjustments that are going on as people try to figure out how to get through this pandemic. But there's also a lot of fraudsters that are out there. Isn't that neat? So there's some people that are trying to take people's money, whether it's the stimulus checks or if they're applying for business loans to try to get through this. There is a bunch of low-level fraudsters. And because of that, they have had to assemble a task force in order to try to crack down on some of them. So the Attorney General and U.S. Attorney have assembled a new task force to crack down on scams and other crimes related to the new coronavirus. The team, which includes about 15 local, state, and federal agencies, will focus on investigating tips and prosecuting crimes that exploit the COVID-19 pandemic, such as criminals impersonating government employees to obtain personal information from people, price gouging, people touting fake cures, and more, according to the office. They announced this yesterday. So it's sad that this is necessary, but I'm glad that they're doing it.
Yeah, this is not a time, you know, obviously, you know, I feel like when people are trying to exploit other people, especially in times of like a national crisis that we're like kind of living through, double and triple the penalties on it. Because, I mean, obviously we have a lot of really vulnerable people right now and a lot of people who, you know, should not be preyed upon. And the people who are out there who are doing this or see this as an opportunity, they need to be punished even harder, in my opinion.
Yep, you are a scumbag.
Agreed.
So the Paycheck Protection Program, included in the most recent coronavirus stimulus package approved by Congress, does not apply to businesses that make more than one-third of their revenue from gaming. So the decision has led to Nevada's congressional delegation and the gaming industry as a whole to put pressure on government officials to change the decision, which is interesting because, you know, we're not talking about illegal gambling, right? I mean, gaming is definitely still a revenue source for the government where they're getting huge tax dollars out of the gaming industry. But one of the boxes that you have to check as you're going through and filling out the Paycheck Protection Program criteria online is whether or not you make more than a third of your revenue from legal gambling, which is strange, right? Like, why would that be? There's plenty of people who work in the industry. There's a lot of people that that depend on the industry in order, especially here in Nevada. So they're trying to see if maybe they'll reverse that. But as of right now, that is not the case. So
it's
Nevada is trying
to
pressure.
Nevada. Yeah. It's a way to hurt Connecticut and a way to hurt New Jersey. I mean, this is 100% a political, I believe 100% a political thing that they have in there. And it's gross. This is just here to punish Nevada. And man, we are going to be hurt in and of itself. And the fact that, you know, there are people in our government who are using this as a vendetta to hurt Nevada even more. This sucks, man. I mean, think about this. How many places do we know, even good restaurants, you know, here in Las Vegas that have gaming in there, and the gaming is very profitable for them, but they employ a whole lot of people. So, right. You know, I just hope that we take this into account when voting comes around, because this is garbage, and I hate seeing Nevada trying to get punished for political reasons.
The Virgin Hotels here in Las Vegas is still on track despite everything that's going on with COVID-19. So the renovation of the Hard Rock, which is turning into Virgin Hotels, there's a lot of things that have slowed down and or stopped when it comes to construction. And the thought was maybe Virgin Hotels was also going to be impacted. But according to their president and CEO, that is not the case. They said they're still on track, at least as of right now. And you know, we're looking at these numbers for Nevada, and there's 120 people that have died from COVID-19 in Nevada. But we are seeing these numbers slow down considerably. So public health officials yesterday reported 120 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and one additional death overnight. But that growth rate is slowing locally and across the state. So this is... this is all good news. I mean, as far as, you know, the social distancing that a lot of people have been doing, and it's not easy for a lot of people, and there's unfortunately been a lot of job loss. And like you said, Mahoney, this is, you know, this is going to hurt Nevada for quite some time, we imagine. But the number of people dying has definitely slowed down. And as far as there being available beds and resources for people that do get sick from this, that is something that Nevada has done a very good job on. So as of right now, the number of people that are getting sick, as well as the people that are dying from this, has dramatically slowed in Nevada. And that's because of all of the hard work that people have been putting in.
And thank you for that. Thank you to all the, obviously we say this a million times over, but I don't think that just one thank you is enough for them going out and doing this every single day tirelessly.
We will continue to thank the people who need to be thanked. You know, we appreciate that. You know, this isn't a one and done. Like, this is something that we're going to remember. This is something that we're going to continue to push out there, because we truly are grateful for everybody who is helping keeping everything running in our city.
So there is an employee at a Target in Henderson that has tested positive for COVID-19. So the retailer has confirmed, according to the spokesperson from Target, the individual is an employee at the Target store on Green Valley Parkway near Horizon Ridge. They are quarantined and receiving pay while on leave. According to the company, Target did not provide details, of course, as to who the individual is. They say that we are working in close partnership with local health departments and can share that Target did have a team member who tested positive. A top priority is health and safety of our team members and guests, and we take a number of steps to move forward. But Target has done at least the Target that we normally go to off of Blue Diamond has done a really good job of, like, when you walk in, all of the carts are sanitized, and right, they're making announcements, and they have little things on the floor for where you're supposed to stand when you're checking out, and they just have done a really nice job with keeping everything sanitized. So stinks that somebody tested positive at a Target in Henderson.
Well, what do we expect? What do we expect? It's one of the few places that are still open where we can actually congregate, and we're worried about some of these employees getting coronavirus in the same places where we are pretty much only going right now. Imagine if things were open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're just being open and honest about it.
Absolutely.
Too. They're like, yeah, we had
it's
somebody
necessary.
Test positive, and we're doing everything that we can to make sure that the store is as clean as possible and this person is as safe as possible. So while this is not great, it's good to see Target responding in as good of a way as they can during this difficult time.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, yeah, one of these positives from this whole virus thing is people are actually getting out and doing things recreational-wise regularly.
Message deleted.
It's true, man. I didn't know that there was other families that had kids really in my neighborhood until all this. Now there's just kids all over the neighborhood. It's really very it's really encouraging and rather sweet to see a lot of the kids in my neighborhood that have been painting these rocks with like little hopeful messages on them and putting them out. And all of that got dashed yesterday. Do you guys ever go on the Nextdoor app? So it's basically this app where people. Yeah. You know, complain about stuff in the neighborhood. And there is some lady who goes, my wife showed it to me yesterday, who's like, my husband and I painted some rocks and put them out in our front yard, and within minutes they were stolen. It's like, well, first off, lady.
Not the painted rocks.
First off, like, the kids are the ones that are painting rocks, and that's what makes it cute. It's not cool when you do it, Janet.
I don't know, man.
And she was asking for her rocks back, and I'm like, I don't like that they got stolen, but like, come on, man. Like, there people are like little.
There are probably kids who took them, just not even knowing.
Yes, because that's what they're doing.
Bastard, Dave.
I want to find out where she lives, just so I can go steal her future rocks as well.
So, you know, they say that the wildlife and the indigenous animals, that's what they're all coming back to places where they haven't been in a long time. Is that why we're seeing kids in parks and all that again?
That's exactly what it is. No, it's nice to see people out and about, though. And, you know, even though these are strange times being locked up, like when I go out for a run or just a walk with the kids, whatever it is. Everyone is so much nicer now. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like
everybody's
everyone's waving and they're all just like, "Hi, another human. This is great." You know, it's so good
interaction.
To see.
Yeah,
I'm so
glad I missed it. Stay away from me for real.
Please leave a message after the tone.
2017, $16 billion was scammed from Americans. Much of this money is used to fund terrorist organizations such as the Al Qaeda and ISIS. Whoa. Further hurt our neighbors around the world. It is critical that you report any phone calls from these scammers to the FCC or to the phone company of the scammer.
Message deleted.
Is that like a political call that we got?
No, that was an automated message just about scams. And we were just talking about how during all of this, especially with the stimulus checks coming, that you know, we have to be weary of that. And then I just thought it was hilarious that we got that call. So everybody be careful about,
like, who
about
did they, scammers. Where did they find that guy to do that message? Like, talking the most, like, monotone voice? Because it's definitely not like a voice actor where, you know,
sometimes
you see
on the... I was going to say, it's
entry-level voice. Yeah, like, you need, like, a James Earl Jones being like, $16 billion was stolen. No, instead, this guy's like, just call the phone company and tell on them because Al-Qaeda's going to get bombed.
You also sounded like Liam Neeson.
From my econ class? Yeah.
I will find you, and I will kill you. Give me back my money.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I got a quick question. Do you have any songs that you put on, like, when you want to get in the mood to murder someone? Not saying that you actually murder people, but, you know, just when you want to get in that mood. I know, it's kind of weird, you know, when you think about it, but
yeah,
I don't know. What you think?
Message deleted.
Yeah, anything from Huey Lewis in the News.
Are you trying to murder somebody? Wait, I don't get it.
It's American Psycho.
No, but if I was going to, like if
you,
I feel like...
You didn't get the Huey Lewis and the News joke? That's weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't seen one of the most...
I just didn't click.
American Psycho came out... How old is that movie now? It's like 25 years old, isn't it?
Not even close. Early 90s. It's like maybe like 20. Maybe 20.
His fake American accent is so good that I forget he's British.
Yeah.
He's Scottish, I thought.
Or who? Something.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's Scottish?
I think he's Scottish, right?
Is he?
I feel like I don't want to mess those two up because I know that we will be in a heap of trouble because the English don't like being confused for the Scots and the Scots don't like being confused for the English.
He is English.
Well,
yes.
Is he English? Okay.
He is English.
That's my bad. Sorry about that. But if we are, like, you guys aren't even answering this guy's question. What music? Like, what, Limp Bizkit break stuff?
No, I don't have a murder song. I'm sorry. I just don't. Like, I hadn't really thought
DMX,
about it.
DMX? I feel like DMX would be a good, like, you know.
Who
you know,
shot
some, like,
you?
Rough
by
Riders
Biggie?
Anthem.
Yeah. Yeah. Who shot you? Separate the weak from the obsolete.
I feel like Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven could be like a very like it could be a murderous journey because there's different tempos and different stages and yes. that could you know that would be a good montage. You got to figure like montage music.
I'm sitting here
like
looking
that.
at my phone right now, just like looking through the artists. I've got really bad murdering music. I've got.
Yeah, what do you got?
Barnes Courtney, Bastille, The Beatles, Ben Harper. I mean, this is just awful murder music, man. Just everything about. I'm not prepared to kill anyone whatsoever. I really got to buy some new music. Better Than Ezra, Billy Joel, The Black Crows. Yeah, I mean, this is
Soul Asylum in there too.
Radio.com station broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there was a survey that was done by parents, and a lot of parents, myself included, trying to figure out how to entertain kids right now during this whole quarantine period and lockdown. And the survey was done, and it says the hardest age to keep your kids under control is 8 years old. The survey of 2,000 parents showed the age of 7 is the worst for having the most tantrums, but 6-year-olds easier to handle, as parents say, compared to 8 years old. And they actually call them, I've never heard this before, the Hateful Eights. Have you guys heard that?
I mean, I've heard a movie from Quentin Tarantino, yeah. But that's a... Which came first?
They say that the kids between 6 and 8 years old are the most difficult to deal with. Respondents were asked about their proudest parenting milestones, and the first day of kindergarten was the most popular answer, followed by their first day their child walked somewhere alone. The beginning of first grade also made the list. Other frequent answers, including their child's first date and watching their oldest take care of a younger sibling, also pretty high up there as well. So
let me ask you this. So my wife and I, we got into an argument last night over our theoretical children that do not exist. So, you know, my wife's in education. She's an elementary school principal. And for me, I enjoyed school for the most part, but I didn't really care all that much. You know, I enjoyed the social aspects of it and I enjoy learning, but I didn't care about going to my graduation. And so we got into probably a 15 to 20 minute argument on whether or not we would make our child that doesn't exist go to their graduation. And I said, if they don't want to go, why would we make them go if they don't want to go?
Yeah.
And she got very upset with me about that, about our theoretical non-existent child going to their high school graduation.
Why did you not want to go to your high school graduation? It feels like that's a pretty important thing.
It's a couple hours. Is it, though? I mean, give me the degree. That's what's important. Give me the degree and let me move on.
Degree is a waste of time. What are you talking
about? The only reason I went to my high school graduation is because I knew I was getting money at the end of it from my parents and from my grandparents.
God, you're such a rich kid. You're such a rich kid.
No, I'm an only kid. I'm an only kid. There's a big difference.
Yeah. How much money
did you get? And an only grandchild.
How much money did you get upon graduation?
A lot.
How much? Tell us, because I know you know.
A lot.
How much? Tell us.
A lot. Enough to pay for
more than $10,000.
I don't remember the exact amount, but it was a lot of money.
Hey, didn't you spend that money on jewelry for an ex?
Yeah, and then I bought earrings for my girlfriend at the time.
And then she dumped you right after you gave her $5,000 earrings.
No, the couch was $5,000. The couch was $5,000.
You said the earrings were $5,000. I mean, you are a notorious liar, but you told I remember.
They were diamond earrings. Said
on a couch, $5,000 on earrings, and you still had money left over.
Yep, yeah. That wasn't even all of it. Mm-hmm. Rich kid.
Not rich. My grandparents were very well off. They didn't think I was smart enough to graduate high school, so I think they went a little bit.
Was it like a bet?
Somebody lost a bet.
Somebody lost a bet. And then wildlife is starting to reclaim national parks all around the world, really. But here in the United States, Yosemite Village is normally a lot of people, a lot of traffic congestion. And on Saturday, it was peaceful like very few times before. And they're saying that there's all sorts of animals that are starting to emerge, which is exciting and also kind of terrifying.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm that excited about the idea of all of these animals just suddenly emerging from the woods, but they're saying that, you know, these parks generally have, you know, millions of people that go through on a annual basis, and now that there's no people there, there's just wild animals roaming all over the place.
Speaking of wild animals, Audrey has her dog Blue with her, and he looks very tired, but she just did the Lion King Simba presenting the kid.
Oh, is that what you're, is that what you're laughing about?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It only seemed fair.
But we're probably going to get flagged because his junk was all up in the frame.
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
If we get flagged because of dog penis, like, I think that that's kind of worth it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So here's a question that we have for you today, and you can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Tell us about the time that you got arrested or you got in big trouble for the dumbest reason. I mean, I'm not talking about the serious stuff that you've gotten arrested for, but Steven on our Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, I got arrested for telling the master sergeant to go F himself while I was in the Air Force. That was fun. Got arrested for it. I mean, you think about it's one thing to get some sort of punishment, but they actually just lock you right up for that, huh?
Well, I mean, it's subordination, and, you know, if you're going against your commanding officer, yeah, they take that pretty seriously.
Charlie said got arrested at 17 for stealing a pack of Pop-Tarts from a Walmart. Mahoney, you've been on a Pop-Tart kick, but he said not even the whole box, just a pack out of the box. 2 weeks in jail, not juvie, 2 weeks at 17 years old, and two additional weeks of community service, all for some damn Pop-Tarts.
That's
excessive.
Wild.
Yeah, that's.
Do you still eat Pop-Tarts now as an adult because they put you they cause you to be in
or do they taste tainted
jail for 2 weeks? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh,
what do you think the cost of a single pack of Pop-Tarts? It's like they have to value that at
the
what,
actual
like
value.
Bucks?
Yeah,
a dollar. Yeah.
Angel said, I got detained for breaking into my own house when I was 14 years old, forgot my house key, and had recently changed my hair from black to a blue mohawk. Apparently, our neighbor didn't recognize me when she saw me pop a side window and crawl in. Anyway, I sat down to eat and was watching some Sally Jesse Raphael when I hear police radio surrounding my house. Got up to investigate what was going on, and suddenly the front door gets kicked open, and I'm literally going, what is going on? There's 10 officers outside with guns drawn yelling at me to come out with my hands up. I walk out with a sandwich in one hand and a remote in the other, and immediately see my dad standing at the curb. I guess a neighbor had called him with the police. He just shook his head and said, Christ, it's just my daughter.
The officers
made me sit on the curb of my house for 2 hours while they determined that I did in fact live there. My dad was in fact my dad, and I was not trying to rob the house. Never got an apology from my stupid nosy neighbor either.
Oh my gosh.
Are you mad at your neighbor, or are you happy with your neighbor when they do something like that? Because at least they're paying attention.
Yeah, they're looking out for
your house. Neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
That's
fair. Yeah. One of my friends actually got in trouble with the cops. They were drunk and walking to a gas station, and they were with one of their friends. And after paying for like snacks or whatever it was, they walk out. Cops stop them, and they said, okay, if you can get your parents to come pick you up, we'll let you go. They called my friend's dad, and he thought the cop was punking him like it was one of their other buddies. Just being Mr. Cop, man, we're going on. And he was like, ha ha, yeah, just take him to jail. Click. And they went to jail.
No. No. Yes.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show on weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So tell us about the ridiculous time that you got arrested and or in big trouble. This one from Renee on our Facebook. I got arrested and put in juvenile correction facility for 3 months because I crossed state lines without parental permission.
Whoa.
Gotta get the law.
Wouldn't your parents contest that? I mean, unless you were running away, like
it sounds like she
probably
running
don't
away.
Want them. Yeah, they don't want them. Yeah. I feel like that's the one the parents like will come after you for if they hate you and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to take care of you anymore. They're like, yeah, no, she crossed state lines without our permission.
Jeez, that's awful.
I feel like I cross state lines all the time without telling my parents when I was, you know, under the age of 18.
Yeah, I live 45 minutes away from the Tennessee border.
Not even. Like, St. Louis is right on the border. St. Louis, you know, you've got Illinois right there. It's 15.
Yeah.
So it's like we would cross into, go into Sauget, Illinois all the time, get into stuff we shouldn't have been. Don't ever go to Sauget. If anybody ever says, hey, let's go to Sauget, Illinois, Do not.
Do not take him up on it?
No.
No.
Thanks for the pro tip, yeah.
There's only like three things there. There's a crappy nightclub, a strip club, and somebody who's waiting to rob you. So those are the three things that are in Sauget, Illinois.
And it's roulette on what you get when you go.
Mm-hmm. Andy said it was the last day of school. Some friends, including a girl I had a huge crush on at the time, came over to my house, and we all started to mess around by spraying each other with a water hose in the front yard, throwing eggs at each other, and just basically making a mess in the front yard. I left to a friend's house without cleaning up the front yard. The next thing I know, my mom comes home a little while later, sees the mess, and is enraged. I get called home, yelled at, hit with that belt, and grounded for the entire summer.
Oh, that's basically jail.
Oh. Ooh, you don't want that belt. Kind of similar situation, a party I was at. So I didn't get arrested, but a lot of my good friends. So we had a party house. I feel like when you're like 18, 19 years old, there's always a friend who has kind
Brian.
Of the
yeah,
party
for me,
house.
It was Brian. Yeah, he had the party house, and sure enough, he had all the keg parties there, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah, we do the keg parties, and for whatever reason, we had a line on Seagram's extra dry gin, so we would always get those, like, 1.75 liters of them, and we would just, like, oh, it was so bad. But after drinking several...
bad alcohol experience. Stop
I can't it. Drink it anymore. But we were messed up, and there was some construction in the neighborhood, because there was a new subdivision going in just down the street, and there was a fire hydrant that... You know, still had the, it was like, it wasn't put in, but they had just laid it on the side of the road.
Did you steal the fire hydrant?
No.
So it took, we were like, we should, when you're drunk and you're 18, you're like, we should steal that fire hydrant. And so we go and we try to steal the fire hydrant.
Oh, gosh.
And there's like three of us, and it's too heavy because it's got all the piping. So it takes about 15 people coordinated drunkenly to carry this fire hydrant back to the house. We get it there. They turn it into a side table. You know, they weld the thing off and turn it into a side table. About a month later, the cops come, and I'm at this party, and they find, because obviously a fire hydrant getting stolen is a pretty big deal. They see the fire hydrant. It's now a side table, and so they arrest the owners of the house for stealing a fire hydrant, and they had, I think,
state
it was,
property.
It was a felony. It was a felony.
There's a very similar story that I have, but it wasn't a fire hydrant. I mean, that seems like the sort of thing that is pretty serious stuff. But I used to have friends, and myself included, would steal street signs all the time. Did you guys used to do that?
I feel like that's a lost art. I don't feel like that's happening nearly as often as it used to.
Yeah, do people still do that anymore? But there was this...
I have three of them in my living room that I
do
have
you really?
Walls. Yeah,
I do. What are the street signs that you have? There was a weed drive in South Carolina.
Yeah, always a weed.
They actually put a barbed wire fence around it because as soon as they would put a new one up, somebody's like, taking it.
Oh, jeez.
But Ian, what are the three signs that you have?
I have two no parking signs from the north side of Chicago, and then I also have a street sign from one of my early apartments there too. I stole the street sign, so I just have those in the living room right
now. Chicago memories.
Yeah, that's all they really are. But they're all rusty, and I think every time I touch one, I feel like
tetanus,
I need a tetanus shot.
Get tetanus shot.
Yeah, so I don't touch them.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so tell us about the time that you got arrested. Maybe it was for a ridiculous reason. Maybe you got in big trouble for something. There have been numerous times where I've gotten arrested and or just in trouble for stupid stuff. But the dumbest time I ever got arrested was for speeding. I was just speeding. And I was working for a law firm at the time. I was a runner. And so I was actually running some papers. It wasn't like some high-profile criminal case or anything. I was like a real estate closing or some nonsense like that. But I had my little shirt and tie on. I was going 96. Aww. I was going fast, but it was on the interstate.
I
and
feel like that's fast enough to get arrested.
I mean, the cop like walks right up to the window and just goes, get out of the car, instantly cuffs me. I'm like, what are you doing?
Whoa.
He's like, you're going to jail. I'm like, for what? And I even tried to drop the whole, I work for a law firm, and that didn't work. And yeah, threw me right in jail.
What car were you in? Were you in your periwinkle blue Ford Probe, or were you Mustang?
That makes it even worse. Like, if I was in the Mustang GT 5.0 and I was screaming down the street with the busted out catalytic converter, the Flowmasters on it. No, it was the periwinkle blue Ford Probe GT that I think had a four-cylinder engine in it. It was,
I'm shocked that thing could get up to 96 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know, you were pushing it.
Shaking a little bit while you were going along. Oh, man. So tell us about the ridiculous time that that you got arrested or in big trouble. This one, text it over to us at 73100. 4 months in juvenile detention for mooning a girl's mom that I knew. I was 14 years old.
Whoa.
14 years old, and they threw you in juvie for four months.
How deep was the moon? How deep was the moon?
Was there some
squirt
in there?
Straight up to her face? Like, what'd you do? Like, just, like, straight up put your butt on her head? Like, what in the world? That is really aggressive. 4 months? Yeah, she must have been mad.
Yeah, I mean, because there are, let's be honest, there are levels to a moon, and like your pants should not, I would say, you know, not below the like the cheeks, like the lower butt cuff. Like your pants cannot go past that, you know?
And I feel like
you don't bend over as
laugh.
A dude.
Yeah, but some people take it really seriously. I got detained for mooning the quad at DePaul University. Actually, but they let me go because they realized I wasn't hammered or anything, but I mooned the entire quad and they took me in. They cuffed me. What?
I used to love, like when we would go on road trips, we would always moon people. I haven't been mooned on a road trip in forever. I would just crack up. I would love it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's so funny.
It's a lost art, though, because, I mean, mooning somebody, that used to be, like, the only time that somebody would ever see a butt. You know, it used to be really rare that you would just see somebody else's bare ass unless you, you know, went to the local 7-Eleven and bought yourself a nudie magazine. But, you know, now there's too many butts out there.
There's nothing sexual about a moon. That's the thing. There really is nothing sexual about it. I mean, I guess maybe with the advent of cell phone cameras, maybe that's why we see less and less mooning, and certainly way less streaking than we
the
did.
The grosser
in,
the butt,
in
the funnier the moon.
Hairy.
Like the hairier the butt?
The hairier the butt?
I think hairier the butt.
That's gross.
Not grosser. You know. Anybody here shaving their ass? Anybody got, have you reached that point in your life where you got hair on your ass and you're like, man, I got to shave this bitch.
Are you shaving your ass?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, just the cheeks.
Not.
We don't get down into the gorge.
Is that what you got that giant razor for? The clippers?
No, there's zero chance I'm gonna.
One
I'm gonna
guard.
Use... Don't do that. I've made that mistake. Every dude has made that mistake at one point in their life.
What?
Don't
one guarding your butt cheeks?
Or like going down into the like I said, the nether regions, like into the no man's
land. So when you're manscaping, do you go past the boys? Do you get the grundle?
I don't. Because that's like I said, you can't see what's going on.
I want to, though, so bad.
I want to. I'm like, this is.
I've been cut.
You've been burned, man. You've been burned.
Burned.
You haven't emotionally recovered.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Have you guys ever thought about getting a Brazilian?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should.
We should.
I wouldn't do it now. I think
we should all go. And
I don't
want
laser hair. I would do hair. I would 100% do laser hair removal down there.
Cover your ears.
All right, so for those of you that are watching along on Facebook, first off, thank you, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. We're also on Twitter. And for those of you that are maybe new to the radio show, the game of cover your ears is pretty simple. These are all really popular songs that you've heard a bunch of times over the years, and you're just trying to figure out what they are. In this case, it's Mahoney versus Audrey. You're going to ring in by just yelling out your name whenever you think you know. But we're looking for the artist as well as the song. And again, these are all really popular songs, but what makes the game tricky is that they're covered by other people and then uploaded online. And it amazes me every week when we do this that somebody does these versions of this song and they're always just categorically awful. And they go, yeah, that's the one. That's the best take. And then they upload it and put it on the internet. It's just a magical thing. So best of luck to both of you. If I recall correctly, didn't you win this game last week, Mahoney?
Yeah,
I
whooped that ass last.
No,
she
did.
No, she did not. She did not win this game last week. And I feel like we should wait until the end of the song. We should wait until the end of the song because I mean these are true artists that you know, much like when we are performing, we do not like to be interrupted. I don't feel like they should be interrupted.
So
I have one more time, Simone.
Each one of these songs is 30 seconds long. Let the full 30 seconds play out, and then you can make your guess. Okay, are you guys ready for song number one?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Good luck.
They're falling in a straight line. They're going through a tight one. The kids are losing their mind.
All right, that's 30 seconds. Mahoney. And Mahoney, I know that you know it. Audrey, do you have a guess?
I know this. I know the song. I know the words. I don't know the name of the song or the artist. Yeah.
You know, you don't need it.
Oh, you almost had it.
You're really, really close. Oh, you're really.
Let's go. I'm all fired up and ready. No, I don't.
It's at the end of the new. It's the end of the new Spider-Man movie.
All right, Mahoney. Good. Just go ahead and tell her. What is it?
That is the Ramones with Blitz.
I've had the Ramones written down.
Ramones. Greatest band of all.
I second guess myself.
Could have got a half
okay.
point.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Mahoney with a full point there. Here we go. On to number two.
He's nervous, but on the face surface, he's looking calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking out. Everybody's choking out. The clock's running out. Time's over. Pull out. Snap back to reality. Up there goes gravity. Up there goes rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it. He knows his old back's back to his ropes. Don't matter. He's dope. He knows that he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to his mobile home, that's when
oh my God.
Back to the lab again. Y'all, you know, this whole rhapsody, better go capture this moment. Hope you don't pass him any better.
Okay. Audrey. All right. Audrey, yeah, what do you got for us?
Lose yourself, Eminem.
There you go. Full points for Audrey. Yeah. Man, rhythm is really very important, especially if you're going to be rapping.
Where did you find
That is so bad.
That is one of my favorite YouTubers. He goes by the name Pokey Jedi Trek, and he does he does free jazz covers of very popular songs like Eminem's.
That was free jazz?
He's from Alaska.
Okay. Do they not know what jazz is in Alaska?
So a full point there for Audrey. We are tied up at one apiece. Here we go on to number three.
Hang around by the pool. Is she there? Is she trying to give me the slip?
Give me the slip.
You know I'm not that little boy that I used to be. And all I'm grown up now, baby, can't you see?
Mahoney.
Oh, Audrey.
Mahoney.
Mahoney for the win.
That is the Fountains of Wayne, and that is Stacy's mom.
Yay.
That was a hell of a cover.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Bonus point for who the artist was that was covering that. Anyone? It's Air Soft Fatty, right?
No.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So he's out, and now he is back. Bob Iger has once again taken control of Disney weeks after stepping down as the CEO to lead the restructure of the company as everything is going on with the coronavirus. Obviously, that's a huge hit to Disney because the parks and the cruises are all just on standby right now, and they've announced that 43,000 employees laid off from the different parks that they have around the world. Orlando's Magic Kingdom, which has been shut down since March the 16th, reached agreements with its workers union and will make the layoffs effective April the 19th, which is what, a couple of days from now, right? So Disney is laying off a whole lot of people, and that stinks for them, but it's kind of just the nature of the beast right now. And Bob Iger, who was planning on taking a step back, instead is going to be once again taking control. And you could probably make an argument that Bob Iger is kind of the right guy to see this through. He's done a really masterful job with Disney up to this point, and this probably isn't the best time for him to be stepping away. He gets that, and so he is going to retain control, even though he is planning on stepping down.
Well, when you think about Disney, too, you know, I don't obviously we think about Disneyland and Disney World, and, you know, those are the two big ones here in the U.S., and they have, you know, several other parks around the world. But that makes up almost their, you know, depending on the year, sometimes their park revenue is their biggest profit margin or their biggest part of the revenue that brings in the biggest profit out of everything else, which is kind of hard to believe considering, you know, Disney, which now owns Fox as well. Their intellectual assets as well. But the parks made about $4 billion in profit in the past. Yeah. So that is a huge amount of money.
Well, and listen, listen to this.
Closed they, for yeah, they, you know well they over said a month
it's,
now.
It's or, costing them $30 million a day.
Yeah.
$30 million a day is what it's costing them. So, Bob Iger did say last week that he's going to sacrifice 100% of his $3 million salary because the furloughs are going on for all the employees. So,
yeah, awesome. I mean, Bob Iger, as far as CEOs go, you know, he's doing the right thing. It's just it's unfortunate to start seeing you know some of the layoffs hitting the parks. But I mean, when they haven't been open, how do you continue on? You know, and there's probably no real end in sight yet. I think Universal Studios, which is also in Los Angeles and Anaheim, they've also said they're not opening until the 31st of May. So like that's a long way away. And if you're looking at $30 million a day, that is a lot of money.
So Universal has announced that Trolls World Tour had the biggest debut for any digitally released movie. And that comes with them saying that it's number one on Amazon, on Comcast, and on Apple's movie rental charts. There's obviously the key factor that it didn't actually come out in theaters and everyone's stuck at home. And if you're a parent like I am, the kids have very much been looking forward to the Trolls sequel coming out. And I actually quite liked that it just came out directly digitally. I'm curious how much this is going to change the movie industry. We did have one lady that was very mad at us because we said that the movie theater experience sucks and that it wouldn't surprise us to see a lot of movie theaters going out of business if this is going to be the new norm with releasing these movies online. But Universal had a lot of success. it just is what it is, right? I mean, going to the movie theater sucks.
I love the experience when going to a movie. I mean, like, again, we talked about this the other day. It's like certain movies, a theater experience is better. But the problem, like much like everything else in the world, the biggest problem in the world is the other people. Like it would be great if if just other people weren't around. You know, you could just do your own thing. But people ruin it. I'm curious if you're right, Dave. If we will see a shift in how this plays out, and I think obviously they've seen that this is a pretty viable way of releasing movies and other materials. But I'm curious if it will hold up when we're not all under quarantine. And my other question for you would be: you rented Trolls on Friday
when it came in.
And you got 2 days out of it. Have you re-rented it a second time for the children?
No, and I'm actively lying to my children, saying that it's not available anymore until it comes out for sale. But that's the one gripe that I have is that if you rent it, you should be able to buy it as well, right?
I mean, Disney's offering that. Yeah. Disney has offered that. That's where I feel like Disney has done the right thing with Onward. Yeah. Onward came out, and you could buy it right out of the gate, and then they ended up putting it up on Disney Plus like
Disney Plus.
2 weeks later. It's crazy. Yep.
And finally, Kate Beckinsale was spotted out and about this weekend. She has a new boyfriend. So Kate Beckinsale is 46, and her new boyfriend is a 22-year-old musician. And his name is Goody Grace. And,
but here's the thing.
I'm right here.
He's not good looking. She's got a bad taste in dudes.
You don't think this guy's good looking?
No, man. He looks like a kid.
He looks like an off-brand version of Pete Davidson, and Pete Davidson looks like an off-brand version of himself. So, like,
do you know what this looks like? Is if Adam Lambert didn't have any fashion sense and was 12 years younger? That's what this kid looks like. I mean, he really does look like a child.
He looks like he used to work at Hot Topic.
He looks like he still works at Hot Topic.
Yeah,
so he's not a particularly good-looking guy, I don't think. But Kate Beckinsale, at 46 years old, is it? I've never even heard of this guy before.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, come on.
Dude. I mean, he's not a bad look. I don't think he's
like
a bad-looking guy.
He looks like a TikTok e-boy.
I mean, he looks young, though. That's the thing. Like, I mean, but good on this dude. If you have the confidence to be able to pull off, like, asking Kate Beckinsale out.
She's nuts, but she is hot. Like, Kate Beckinsale looks great at 46 years old.
She looks amazing. She is beautiful, but there is a reason why she's filtering through all of these super young dudes.
Nobody bats an eye. Nobody bats an eye at men who do this. Like, I mean, this is happening all the time with Hollywood. When there's, like, a 46-year-old dude who's dating, like, I mean, look at Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Nobody really. They
Everyone
don't. They
says
don't. Like, they don't.
About it.
They don't. No, they don't bat an eye. They're like, oh, that's weird. Whereas, you know, I mean, yes, this guy does look young, but you know, good for Kate Beckinsale for not letting the public judge what she's doing and let her free play fly.
It's a little creepy though. I mean, the age gap between them is longer than he's
if
been.
You were
alive.
22. Okay, well, you say it's creepy because it's not you, but you, if you were a 22-year-old dude and Kate Beckinsale, which you've been watching her in Underworld and all these other movies all over the years, and she looks phenomenal in the tightest like little latex outfits in the world, and she wants to go out with you, and she wants to smash. You're not doing it. Get out of here all day long, all day long. Every 22-year-old dude in the world.
Of course I am. I'm just saying that it's creepy when there's a 46-year-old and a 22-year-old, if it's the other way around, whatever. Too. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio is like 50, and he's dating like 19-year-old. You're like, this chick can't even go out to a bar yet. Like,
yeah, Dane Cook, right? Wasn't he dating an 18-year-old for a while? Isn't he? Yeah.
Like, well, and about lied Jerry about Seinfeld. His age.
Does Jerry Seinfeld do that too?
No, but he did many years. Like at the peak of Seinfeld, he was dating, what was her name, Shoshana or whatever it was, and she was like 17, and he was
17.
Like,
yeah. Shoshana
like 30,
Lowenstein, yeah.
Yeah. She was hot. She was hot, and she still is hot. Like she's actually worth a follow on an Instagram if you're looking. Kate Beckinsale.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If you're looking, like if you're in the market to creep on younger chicks on Instagram,
she's older than me now. Yeah. That Shoshana, what was her last name? Ian
Lowenstein.
Yeah, she's older than me. She's like 38 now.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, yeah, another answer to the question. How are things out there if you're still working? Well, of course, all 2.5, 3 of my part-time jobs and gigs disappeared like everybody else's. So to give myself a reason to get up in the morning, I'm beating the downtown downtrodden where we're defying our stupid-ass pantyways governor. And we had Easter service. We don't want to hear no crap about it. That's all I got to say about that. Hope you play this back.
Message deleted.
What?
Sorry, your jobs got dried up. You know, obviously that's something that's going around all across the nation, but... why are you getting together? Did he say he got together for Easter service?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope you don't get sick, buddy. Because guess what? Like, because if you want to talk about something smart, if you have lost your jobs and you no longer have insurance, you should really think about putting yourself into a position where you can get sick. That's smart. Good job. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I get that a lot of people are passionate about that. The one thing that maybe got glossed over in that voicemail is that he did say that he was trying to feed people that don't have food right now. And if that's the case, then
so go gather, go gather around other people who are sick, and then go try to feed other people who need food when you were potentially sick to spread it even further. To me, this just like again, I'm all for helping people get fed, but like you got to be safe about that. Like, and this guy just sounds reckless. Screw him.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Late at night, after you've been drinking a whole lot of adult beverages, do you ever get the idea when you see something like, that's not supposed to be there. I got to put it where it belongs. The next morning, you wake up with a throbbing headache. Where the hell did I put that? And then, oh, I'm not ever going to drink again. And then happy hour rolls around. You still haven't found it. And you're thinking, well, maybe if I drink again and get really drunk, I'll find it. Like, what kind of stupid idea is this? Who comes up with these things?
Message deleted.
Dude, that is every single day for me right now, just what you just did there. I'm never drinking
Where
again.
Are
no,
the
it's happier.
That you
and, no, I don't hide stuff from myself. I think that I did that once when I was in college with my weed, and I
never found it ever again.
Never, ever found
it. Dry.
I found it in the Abercrombie box powder. Like 3 years later, and it was just dried little... awful.
Have you ever tried to actually try to actually use it though?
try to smoke like really old. I mean, we should talk about how marijuana over the years. I mean, there's been such a change. I mean, do you guys remember, at least for me in college when I would buy weed, and maybe just because I didn't have a good hookup? I mean, it was like the bag was like Yeah, it was just stems and
seeds.
Where
would you even get a bag that was this bag? Like, where did you, first off, it was always the bag was like, where did you find this weird bag?
Is this a used Ziploc? Like, what is this? Like, how is this? No, not even a Ziploc.
It was like a sandwich bag, maybe.
Yeah, the fold-over sandwich bag.
It was like the torn corners of the sandwich bags. It was like they were trying to preserve, like, each individual so they would just twist it. It would just be the corners.
Just so bad,
know.
Man.
So
the stem seeds, just it was dry, like it was the absolute worst. You would have to smoke 2 pounds of it to get high. It was just not.
And
whereas
now
it's like you get one little tiny nug that's like a beautiful. It's got 1,000 little hairs and 1,000 colors, and you're just smelling it, gets you stoned.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let me know if I made the wrong decision here. I was just on hold with unemployment for 2.5 hours. Just couldn't take it anymore. Just hung up. Do you really expect me to sit there? I get there, things going on, but almost 3 hours? What the hell?
Message deleted.
I mean, whose phone battery even lasts that long, right?
True. I mean, you plug it in.
I guess.
But, I mean, honestly, if you need unemployment, I would probably stay on as long as you could.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've already invested two hours, yeah, like
you're pot committed at that point. Like after 30 minutes, like I will sit here for 10 hours if I have already spent 30 minutes. It does not matter. I pushed all in. We got to play this to the end.
By the way, can we all just agree that whenever we're through this, like that's one of the things that they really need to fix is it's like when you call an airline, you know, you don't have to sit on hold for hours because they've improved the customer service experience at least a little bit.
Even the DMV.
We'll just call you back. Yeah. So, I mean, unemployment, when people are as stressed as they are right now, especially, like, hook them up with better service, man. I mean, I get that it's not going to happen overnight because there's so many people that are kind of crashing the system right now, and it's unprecedented times. But
one of my friends says she's been trying to get in contact with them for a month.
Well,
I believe it.
Yeah,
certain states. It just depends, you know. And some states are their unemployments are way less funded than other states. And yeah, I mean, there's no money in it. So I mean, there's a lot of states that don't care and they don't want to. They don't see the need to improve the infrastructure of it.
No,
but
don't dodge me like my shady cousin that owes me money. I mean, like at least be honest about what's going on. Like they're just like, oh, I'm just not going to call them back. Like, I can tell you sent my call to voicemail. I heard that click. Son of a...
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a story that has a lot of weird twists and turns to it. A pony that was stolen over a month ago, thankfully, is now safe at home, while its owners and investigators say that her captor planned to use her for a party business. This is according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Penny the Pony was reported missing on March 7th. The 29-year-old mare was housed at the stables in Plant City, and deputies say that they had to track down this person, whose name is Joel. He's 18 years old, as a person of interest, because he reportedly stole this pony, and he wanted to use it in his new party business. And Mahoney, you were just talking about this a moment ago. There's a lot of people that are doing the Zoom meetings now for work, and
later on today.
And I guess that you are able to invite a llama into your Zoom meeting for $100. Is that right?
I feel like that's worth every single penny. I mean, I'm not putting that llama on mute, letting that llama just do whatever he wants, and just invading that Zoom meeting. $100. I feel like. That is, I love seeing this kind of. I don't know, man. You go in with like, I mean, if each one of us went in $25 each for our next Zoom meeting.
I don't get to pet it though. I don't even get to pet the llama.
The only thing better is if you had a screaming goat that would just randomly just.
I'd pay $25 for that.
$25, you in? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this individual Joel was trying to steal this pony to start a pony party business, and he got busted, and thankfully the pony is home safe.
How did he ride off on the pony, or like how do you steal a mini pony?
It didn't say, I don't think that he rode off on the pony. It just said that he took it. And the quote from the owner is, "I am disgusted that somebody would steal a horse for their own monetary gain. I, again, commend these hardworking deputies for their diligence to return this mare back to her home unharmed." So Penny the Pony, okay. I'm sure, was very confused as to what was going on. This is another confusing story. This appeared on social media, you know, with this whole coronavirus thing going on. It has a lot of people kind of freaking out and doing things that maybe they normally wouldn't. This is a story about a girlfriend who stole her boyfriend's stock of beans. So he had 30 cans of beans and 15 cans of chickpeas. So
what was
a total
name?
Of 45 cans.
What's his name, Jack?
His name was Jack, yeah. 45 cans of beans, and his girlfriend stole all of them and then buried them in the woods in case the coronavirus, quote, got bad.
Like, first off, so I was following
the
this thread on Reddit.
Worst doomsday prepper ever.
Right?
So I was following this, and the whatever, you know, people who actually are, like, legit doomsday preppers, which, I mean, that's that business has to just explode after this. I would have to imagine. But the legit, you know, armchair doomsday preppers on Reddit were saying, like, if you buried your beans in a hole in the backyard, like, the ground would erode it. Like, you have to have a protective covering. Even for the aluminum cans, otherwise it would eat through the beans.
Wait, Mahoney, are you on like a subreddit for legit doomsday preppers? And what?
No. This made the front page.
Sure.
This made the front page.
Oh, did it? Okay.
But I mean, I feel like layers. I mean, let's all be honest here for a second. With all this going on, tell me that thought hasn't crossed your mind about actually becoming a doomsday prepper?
No.
Oh,
not
my
at all.
Husband is so mad. He's like, I'm a better man than this. I should have had all of this ready. I know better. I was taught better than this. I need to go out and get all the cans. I'm like, honey, chill. So now we have 75 cans of cream
corn. You haven't thought about it at all? I would think that you would think about it even more, you know, considering that you've got, you know, it's like, you know, you got like little kids who can't fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just stocking up on bullets. That's the only thing that's going to matter if things really go off the rails.
So you can go
rails.
Raid somebody else's fridge?
Yeah, I'll just rob my neighbor.
He's got a little army. Yeah, he's armed them all.
On X107.5.
Give my little kids grenades.
I was going to say, just teach them all how to
Kid Mandos. Just
pull and throw.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a hero landlord, at least that's what he's being called, and I would have a hard time disagreeing with that, from New Jersey, recently told his tenants that 3 months' worth of rent is canceled. You don't have to pay rent for 3 months.
Nice.
And I want you to take that money and pay it forward by going and supporting local businesses. He said, "We should all do our part. It's something that we can do. It provides a little bit of good news to people in a world where there hasn't been a lot of it, and I think it's meaningful. The idea was just, let's relieve some stress from our tenants." So tenants across his 12 properties will not have to worry about rent for April, May, and June. And he'll lose about $50,000 because of that, but he made a comment to Vice News that he was fortunate to be able to waive the rent in the first place, and a lot of other landlords wouldn't be in a position to do so. But he wants them to take that money and go support local businesses, which is awesome. So well done by this guy in New Jersey, who, you know, obviously doing something that not a lot of people can afford to do, but he does have that ability. And so he's doing that and encouraging people to pay it forward, too, which is pretty awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, and the dark times that we're experiencing, and, you know, there's a lot of bad news stories out there, and it's easy to focus on them, but there's just, you know, these good stories out there. I love hearing about, you know, the goodness of their hearts, and you see the true, and this is the time when we are tested as a society, you see what people are made of, and you see the you know, like, the good people are really just how good they are, and then we reflect upon our own actions and we realize just how awful we are. And we should really be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So police are looking for a Florida man who stiffed several restaurants by ordering pizzas, saying that they were to be delivered to law enforcement and hospitals, but never paid for them. Authorities say they are considering whether to charge a man with a hate crime because I guess he was doing this intentionally
he
to pizzerias
Italians.
Because he hates Italians. What? So police says this.
Why are people so bizarre? This guy is so weird.
It's so strange. He's a 34-year-old guy. He's being charged with theft potentially and using a service to hide his real number. Investigators believe that this guy who lives in Orlando, he's on probation for selling fake Disney World tickets. So this guy's already a dirtbag, but he called all of these different places and was having them deliver pizzas, which you got to think that as a business owner, it's already a stressful enough time. This clown is out and about doing this. I say absolutely charge him and then draw and scooter him.
I hate Italians, so let me order pizzas for healthcare workers who are on the front lines every day. This is awful, first of all. And this makes me think of the story we had the other day of the person who slashed the tires of the healthcare workers because he was mad at the way the government was handling the COVID-19 pandemic.
So, yes, go slash a bunch of nurses' tires, you idiot.
Well, and on top of that, if he knows his history, he would know that Marco Polo brought back pizza essentially from China. So he is not you're not even targeting the right ethnic group, you dummy.
And finally, this was
that's some history for you right there.
So there was a surprise company outing.
Pasta also somewhere. Chinese?
Yeah,
it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think everything eventually was stolen by the West from China. Or we stole everything from China back in 1100.
Except for my math skills.
A surprise company outing to an Air Force base caused a 64-year-old Frenchman so much stress while he was in this jet that he accidentally pulled the ejection handle and ejected himself out of the fighter jet.
This happens to the best of us. I mean, who hasn't had a case of premature ejaculation and, you know...
Even at 64 years old, man, this guy's still dealing with it.
You get excited. That's how we're ending it. All right.
Out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.